Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Fraternizing with Fran, where interesting people come to chat. I am your host, Talk Radio Advocate Fran Silverman, at talkradioadvocate.com. And if you wish to speak with our guest today, the number to call is 646-200-4639. My guest today is Stephanie Chandler, author of 9 nonfiction books, both self-published and traditionally published, and founder and CEO of the Nonfiction Author Association. She has been featured in such prestigious publications as Entrepreneur Magazine, Business Week, and Wired. And she's a blogger for Forbes. She's also the owner of a publishing company called AuthorityPublishing.com, which provides custom book publishing for nonfiction books. Her latest book is The Nonfiction Book Marketing Plan, Online and Offline Promotion Strategies to Build Your Audience and Sell More Books. And as a nonfiction author myself, I'm doubly pleased to have Stephanie as my guest today. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Fran. It's great to talk to you. We've known each other for many years.
I was waiting for some music, but it didn't work. So
oh.
that's why it sounded like I wasn't there. I don't know. You put it in and it doesn't work. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Anyway, I'd like to start at the beginning. I'm curious about how you got started in all this, because I know that you were a bookstore owner. And what else did you do before you got involved in marketing?
Well, I kind of like to say my path found me, and I've had a lot of twists and turns along the way. I'm actually a Silicon Valley refugee. So back in 2003, I was selling software. I had a $4 million annual quota. I had an ulcer. I hated my job. I was just ready for a big change, and I left all of that behind and opened a 2,800-square-foot bookstore in Sacramento. And most people in my life thought I had lost my mind. And looking back, I can see how they thought that, you know. And really, my master plan was that I was going to sit in the back office of that store and write novels, which was all so naive. And I just laugh about it now. But that store, I opened it in a strip mall that didn't have a lot of street visibility. So my paid phone book ads and coupon mailers weren't really doing the job. So I had to learn about internet marketing, which helped me actually bring people into the store and promote our events. And in the meantime, I'm sitting there trying to write fiction. I'm doing short stories, and I started a writer's group at the store. And, you know, when you grow up always wanting to be a writer, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go write the great American novel. Well, as it turned out at that time, I just lacked imagination. I couldn't write fiction. And I happily stumbled into nonfiction. My first book was a business startup guide, and then I was learning all this internet marketing, and it was really working for me. And people were asking me to speak and consult, and I launched a website called businessinfoguide.com. Basically, I was blogging before I knew what blogging was, but all I knew is it was bringing traffic to my site, and it was selling books, and it led to a book deal with Wiley, and then I signed with an agent and sold a couple more books. And so my career kind of took these twists and turns, and I eventually sold the bookstore. It turns out owning a retail business is not nearly as romantic as it sounds. It was a lot of work, and I really didn't like having to be trapped in a building all day. And I launched a consulting career as, you know, marketing consultant, and then that took on a life of its own because I had so many people asking me to help them publish their books. And I was leaving traditional publishing behind. I got really turned off by the lack of control. And, you know, I could go on and on about that. But I started my own publishing company in 2008. And I noticed that us nonfiction authors were strongly neglected at, you know, all the writers' conferences. And writers' groups are full of novel writers and children's book writers, and that's wonderful. But the rest of us who write nonfiction or business books or health or self-help really didn't have our own community. So that's what I created. I do an annual nonfiction writers conference completely online. It's coming up in a couple of weeks here. And the association was born from that because our attendees were saying, how do we stay in touch? So this has all, you know, happened over the last 12 years, this entrepreneurial
wow.
crazy career. And I am grateful for every step of it. Nine books in 10 years. And
you,
many more
well,
to
you
do.
You learned from having the bookstore, you learned about internet marketing because you had to get people into the store.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
exactly.
So there wasn't a waste. But
no,
but I wanted to ask you about the association. It has 8,000 members to date.
Yeah.
And you have chapters in East San Francisco and Sacramento. But what I don't understand, if the association is online, why do you need local chapters?
Well, the local chapters are a brand new thing. So I started the association 2 years ago, really intended to be an online marketing community, which it has been, and it's been great. But we have these wonderful members who are saying, we want to meet in our own backyards. And this has gone on since the beginning. And I knew eventually we would get to that point where we would launch local chapters because, again, nothing exists like this. You know, I'm in Sacramento. I'm in Northern California. There's all kinds of writers groups here and down in the Bay Area, but none of them are speaking to my specific needs and challenges as a nonfiction author. So a couple of months ago, I hired a gal named Susie Shattuck to help me launch local chapters. People are asking for them, and we launched our first two chapters in the San Francisco Bay Area and here in Sacramento just to get our proof of concept down. And we just literally put out our call for chapter leaders less than 2 weeks ago. And I think we've got over 20 applications so far. And we're going to launch probably at least 10 chapters in the next 2 months. And we've got Austin, Texas, and Cleveland, Ohio, and Beverly Hills, and San Diego. And it's really incredible, the response. So we didn't know if we'd get, you know, two responses or zero responses, but turns out a lot of people really want to be involved. And
yeah, how did you tell everybody about this site?
Well, I leverage social media heavily, so I've long been a fan of Twitter. We have a really active Facebook page. We also have a nonfiction authors LinkedIn group, which is open to, you know, the public. You're welcome to join that, which is really active.
I think I am.
Well, yeah, you might check in, but anyone listening, welcome to come join us there too. So we have a lot of just incredibly cool discussions happening. And what fascinates me about my fellow nonfiction authors is that most of us are on a mission to make some sort of impact in the world, right? Whether you're teaching a healthier style of eating or you're talking about how to deal with an illness or like what you're doing and teaching people about how to leverage talk radio, we're changing the world one book at a time, and that's really inspiring to me. That makes this so much fun, and I have zero regrets about not writing that great American novel because I found a niche that I didn't expect to find, and it makes it fun to get out of bed every morning.
Well, let me ask you something. That you have the Nonfiction Authors Association, and you also have the teleseminars, which I wanted to ask you about because you interviewed me about radio, and what I didn't know was, I mean, how does it all work, the seminars?
The teleseminars are one of our member benefits. So they're free to the public to participate live, kind of like, you know, your radio show here. But I'm very selective about our guests. We do two events a month. They're just 30 minutes. And they're 30 minutes for a couple of reasons. I mean, we're all so short on time. And I really wanted our teleseminars to be kind of like my blog. I always want to get to the meat of the content right away. There's no fluff. So we do two events a month. I hand select our guests, always on one specific topic. And again, they're free access live to the public, and then the recordings are available to authority members of the association indefinitely right now.
But in
and
other
they
words,
love that.
Is it would my interview be on with others, or would it just be alone by itself, and anybody who wanted to click it would hear it? Is that how it works?
No, it's only available to the members. After the live event, the recording is only available to members.
Only available to the members. I see.
Yeah. And we have dozens of recordings we've done over the last 2 years. So really good stuff. We interviewed one of my favorites was Patrick Brown from Goodreads talking about how to leverage Goodreads. You know, we've covered some really cool topics.
That has no connection with the Authors Association, does it?
I'm sorry, it has no connection with what?
With the Authors Association. The Nonfiction
Authors
Association.
Yes, that is that's one of our benefits for the association members, is the recording.
Yeah, it costs $19 a month or $190 a year. So what are some of the other advantages of joining?
Yeah, we have some pretty deep discounts. We have 50% off the annual Nonfiction Writers Conference for our authority members. We have a great deal with PR Newswire and Profnet, so you get a really steep discount on membership there. Our authority members also get priority access in our new chapters, so they're going to be able to participate in our mastermind. They get a physical badge. They get a welcome kit when they sign up for the full year in advance. So the authority members get some special treatment. We also have a free level. So the free members get, they can participate in the live access of the calls. They can use the member badge on their websites. But they're not getting all those discounts. And we're getting ready to announce in the next week or so a huge program we've been working on for months with Office Depot. So our members are going to get a discount card that's going to give them deep discounts on supplies. And I don't know about you, but as an author and a writer, I am addicted to my office supplies. Going into Office Depot is like a toy store to me. So I'm thrilled that they were willing to work with us and really give our members a special program. So we're constantly.
Do the teleseminars help sell your books or enhance your career
really,
in any way?
That's not my goal. That's not my personal goal at all. So my goal with those teleseminars has nothing to do with my own author career. It's really about building my author community and giving services back to our members.
So I guess when you speak, you sell your books, right?
Yeah, and I still speak, you know, all over the country. I spoke at a writer's conference this weekend, and I do interviews like this. And you know, my author career, honestly, is kind of in the back seat right now. I'm having so much fun building this community of amazing authors that I'm not overly concerned about that right now. I'm working on a couple more books. Eventually, that will have a little more priority in my life. But right now, it's all about the association and the conference happening in 2 weeks.
Yeah, the conference is May, I wrote it down someplace.
May 6th through 8th, and it's completely online.
And what do you cover at the conference that you don't cover, normally?
Yeah, this is our fifth annual Nonfiction Writers Conference, and my goal there was to take an in-person live event and emulate that experience completely online. So people don't have to travel. They can attend from wherever they are. We get attendees from around the globe. We get Australia and UK and Canada, and it's pretty wonderful because of the way that it's set up. We'll have 15 speakers over 3 days. Our keynote speaker this year is Julia Cameron, who wrote The Artist's Way and The Right to Write, and I'm so thrilled. I think she's just an icon in the writing community. We've got sessions on how to give a TED Talk, on how to set up a pre-release promotion for your e-books. We're going to talk about foreign rights and book distribution for self-published authors. So how to create your own podcast. We just have some phenomenal speakers this year. And, again, that's another event I put a ton of time and effort into. Really carefully select our speakers and topics. It's not an arbitrary thing at all. I really work for it. I've asked Julia Cameron for 3 years running to be our speaker, and this year she finally said yes. I didn't give up. So, you know, we work really hard to
do.
That's what you have to
do.
Yeah. So I'm really proud of the event. Our attendees every year absolutely rave about it. They love that they can, you know, attend from the comfort of home. We do Q&A. It's really become a powerful event.
Uh-huh. Said it's 50% off the price for members.
And, yeah,
what
for
is the
authority
price?
Members
what is the
of the association. The pricing is, we have three registration levels. It's $99 for just live access to the conference. It's $199 if you want recordings, and it's $299 if you want recordings and transcripts. So, and we have a last chance discount happening on the site right now, which is, I think it's 25%. I'm going to actually give you the code so that if you're listening, you're welcome to hop on board with this, but it's 20% off, and the code is LASTCHANCE2020, and that'll save you 20% off any of those registration levels.
20, the number 20?
20%, yeah, the number
20%. 20. That's the code?
LASTCHANCE20, LASTCHANCE20, all
oh.
one word.
Okay.
We're doing a pitch the agent session, which I'm really excited about, too. Michael Larson is a really well-known literary agent out of San Francisco. He
yes.
specializes in nonfiction book deals, and he agreed to do a session, a live session, taking pitches from some of our attendees. So we're really, I'm just super grateful. We have the most amazing speakers.
Yes, Michael is a subscriber of mine, I know. In fact, the article in my newsletter is by him, the next newsletter.
Oh, great. He's such a just yeah. a gift to us as writers. I adore Mike Larson.
Yeah. So you are a marketing expert. So just tell me, in your book, what are some of the marketing strategies that you present?
Well, I really am all about the internet marketing focus. You know, especially having owned a brick-and-mortar bookstore, I know how hard it is to host a book signing event and actually get people to buy your book. And the things like that I found really frustrating when I became an author. So I've leveraged the internet. I'm a huge fan of blogging and social media. You know, social media is not going away. It's not a fad. We need to be leveraging it as authors. And really, it was made for authors. I mean, we produce content. That's what we do. So I really encourage authors to get involved on Facebook and Twitter. If you've got a business type of a book, LinkedIn is a wonderful place to be. Instagram is more for the younger generation, people with any kind of photo type of a thing. Let's say maybe you're a chef with healthy recipes. You might do well with photos on Instagram. And then there's Pinterest. So I think social media is a tremendous opportunity for authors, and that's the foundation to me is where every author should start, is with a blog and social media. And you know, there's
I have a book on Twitter, and for the life of me, I can't understand it.
Yeah. Do you watch other people? Do you follow others on Twitter?
Well, not really. When they keep sending me, would you be my friend or something? Would you follow me on LinkedIn? And I always say yes. But that doesn't go anywhere. I just say yes. So they have a long list. But I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah. You know, I always recommend that you start with Twitter by following others to see how it works. So maybe get in there and search for some authors that you admire and follow them on Twitter, because with Twitter, you just click follow. You don't have to send a friend request.
Uh-huh.
So you can follow authors or, you know, news sources, anybody that you admire, and then watch how they're doing.
And what will happen when I follow them?
If you go to your Twitter homepage, you have a Twitter news feed, and you're going to see the tweets coming from the people that you follow, your favorite authors and things like that.
Interesting.
And it's kind of like Facebook, but it's but you're not having to send friend requests and things like that. Are you on Facebook?
No. My daughter is, so I get a lot of stuff from her from Facebook. But
well,
I think I once put my e-books on there, but I'm not sure.
Well, what you also do,
I never really followed
up. A lot
up.
Of people lean on their kids and their grandkids because they're using this stuff every day. So if your daughter's using it, maybe have her help you get set up there. You know, I really think it's worth the effort.
That's true. That's true. So, let me see, what else did I want to ask you? Oh, yes, the business information guide. That is, you take guest articles for your businessinfinformationguide.com.
We do. It's Business Info Guide.
Articles, uh-huh. You also take articles for your nonfiction authorassociation.com site.
Correct. That's correct.
Publishing and on to anything with nonfiction?
Yeah, for the association, we're looking for articles about marketing and publishing books. It needs to either be focused on nonfiction or kind of general. We're not going to be publishing articles about how to write better, you know, novel
mm-hmm.
characters, things like that.
No, no.
And so we're looking for quality articles like that. And then for Business Info Guide, we're looking for business-related content, ways to run your business better, that kind of thing. And if you're on Business Info Guide, there's a menu option at the top that says Contribute. And there's two different types of articles we accept. We accept written how-to type articles. We also publish interviews on the site, written interviews. So you can download our interview questionnaire, and we like to feature all different kinds of entrepreneurial businesses. It's fascinating to learn how other people run their businesses. So,
I have interviewed authors about business. So I could, could it be my questions?
No, we have an actual interview form you would need to download that you'll see under the contribute link. And your authors are welcome to fill those out if they have a business that they want to profile. And then we also feature author interviews of authors of business books. So if they've written a business book, they can fill out an interview form. And we also try to work with authors and publicists. If you've got a book coming out, you know, in 8 weeks or something, send us the interview with a note about when the book is going to be released, and we will do our best to publish the article around that same time. And each of our articles gets promoted on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and all of that stuff.
Terrific. Does everything get sent to Sue at authoritypublishing.com?
Yep, Sue at authoritypublishing.com handles all our content management.
Now, you're Authority Publishing, you're a publisher also.
I am.
Now, how many books have you actually published?
We average 20, 25 books a year. We're not trying to be any bigger than that. As you can tell, my plate is very full. But I have a great team. I have about 12 people, book designers, editor. Sue also handles our project management. We do ebook formatting, all of that stuff. So we're kind of that one-stop boutique self-publishing firm. Our authors retain all their rights. They are paying us to produce their books in a very professional manner. And to be quite honest, I'm very selective about the book projects that we will accept. Even though we're being paid to do this work, I really care about the quality and what we put out into the world. So I turn away more
books. What kind of books have you put out?
We've done a number of memoirs, various illnesses and triumphs and things like that. We've done a number of business books and sales guides and leadership books and things like we work with attorneys and doctors and therapists, and we've got a holistic pediatrician named Dr. Murray Clark, who wrote a wonderful book called Natural Baby, Healthy Child. One of our authors, she's about ready to finish up her fourth book, Donna Hartley. She survived a DC-10 plane crash back in the 80s, and she survived stage 3 cancer and a collapsed heart valve. So she's an incredible motivational speaker who's written a series of books, Fire Up Your Life, Fire Up Your Healing. It runs the gamut in nonfiction, but to me they're all books that are really making an impact in the world, and that's a huge part of it. I've turned away books. I'll give you one of my favorite examples is a couple of years back we had a Hollywood director who wanted to produce a book with us, and when we got in to review the manuscript, we discovered that he had a lot of kind of nasty things to say about some pretty big name movie stars in Hollywood. And I wanted nothing to do with any of that. I sent his check back and I said, no, thank you, and kind of sent him on his way. So, you know, I really do care about the quality of what we're producing
here. Did he ever get it published elsewhere?
You know, I honestly never looked. I never looked to find out. I don't know.
Because I'm sure there are a lot of publishers that would love it.
Yeah, they probably would, and we're definitely not one of them. You know, and it's fun because I have close relationships with my clients. One of our clients, Dana Manciagli, writes a column for the National Business Journal's publication. She sells books consistently. I mean, what a great way to build your book sales channel is to write a national column. And she's a career coach, so her book, Cut the Crap, Get a Job, sells really, really well. Just we have a really cool variety of books.
I don't know how you do it all.
I have a team. I'll tell you exactly how I do it all. I have a team. So there's absolutely no way I could do it all myself. And honestly, Fran, I work fewer hours now than I've ever worked before. I'm a single mom. That's a priority in my life is my, you know, soon to be 9-year-old son. And I've just worked really hard to put the systems and people in place to make all of this run smoothly. I'm usually a little behind on email. I'll be honest. I'm not always on top of email, but stuff gets done and I've got people that are making sure that happens.
All right. Well, let's just repeat some of your websites. There's the nonfictionauthorsassociation.com. That's
right.
A vibrant marketing community for trailblazing writers. The nonfictionwritersconference.com, an annual event conducted entirely online. And then there's authoritypublishing.com. And then there's businessinfoguide.com. And there's no www in front of any of them.
Well, you don't need to do that anymore in a browser. It automatically puts it in. So you can just input the, you know, nonfictionwritersconference.com, and it'll take you to the site.
Well, Stephanie, you have been a fabulous guest. And
well, thank
I
you,
thank
Fran.
You so
it's always
much
fun to chat.
You.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You've given us so much good information, including me. So I'm really grateful.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Come again.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fraternizing with Fran. And my website is talkradioadvocate.com. Take care, everybody, and we'll be back.